message you are about to listen to is brought to you by the Revealed Word of God Global Ministry, J.K. Atandaro High School area, Ogbomosho, Oyo State, Nigeria. Telephone number 08033-616165 or 08036-669764. Get set as the servant of God, Pastor Dr. Adeola Folabi, brings the word to liberate your soul from the power of the devil. Be blessed as you listen.
I cried this morning, and we will see you in a new dimension. You reveal yourself to us by the Holy Spirit this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. It's the entrance of the world that gives light and understanding to the symbol. It's in your light that we shall see the light. Cause our eyes of understanding to be open in the name of Jesus. Quicken every spirit man this morning unto the reception of the things of the Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let every scale of ignorance, deception, and every form of oath that is contrary be removed out of the way and lives of men by the reason of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Hallelujah. It's like somebody is not in church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This morning, I'll be speaking on what you feed as a feedback. Hello? Whatever you feed, as what? Some people will not talk. Okay, those that do, that have not talked, talk. If you have not spoken, speak. Okay, all of us. So nobody. What you feed as a feedback. So wherever you hear the word feedback, it's not the beginning of an occurrence. It's a return. Hallelujah. It's an output of an input. And that is life. I'd like you to listen very well this morning. Life is a cycle. And that cycle commences with everybody's day of birth and will end on earth the day of your death. Somebody has said that the life of a man is that dash between 2 days. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So life is not just days you are living, it's what you are doing within the days of your life. Amen. And it's important for us to note a few things. This morning, number one, what you feed today is your tomorrow's feedback. Hello, are we together? What you are feeding now is what will feed you back tomorrow. So if you are feeding nothing, you don't just wait for a better tomorrow. Just know that you are going to feed on nothing. Nothing will feed you back tomorrow. Hallelujah. Life is in that cycle. Amen. Today is a feedback of yesterday. And today, at the same time, is also a feedback of tomorrow. Are we together? I'd like you to ruminate over that. As I was speaking to the secondary school students yesterday, I said, if you are feeding on Baskelebe, that is what you are feeding your mind on. That is what your tomorrow will play back. How many of us know that gadgets have a playback button? Playback. That is what tomorrow will play back for you. Hallelujah. There is nothing like accident in destiny. There is nothing like luck. Hello? All those things are deceptions of the devil. There is nothing like luck. All the young ones that are here, listen. L-U-C-K. Our friend passed and he said luck is a lie. There is nothing like luck in life. Life is a feedback. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And from the first lesson read to us, any extra you did not feed, will not remember you tomorrow. Hello? Mordecai fed Esther. And Esther gave him back a feedback of the throne later. Are we together? If you look at the book of Esther, chapter 2, verse 7, Esther chapter 2, verse 7. And he brought up Adasa, that is Esther. May you have peace to bring them.
Amen.
I will hear this one. And he brought up Esther. Who brought up Esther? What did he do? Huh? He brought her up. Whatever you bring up, he eventually take you up. Hello? Are we hearing? Whatever you bring up, we do what? You are not talking. He take you up. That will come. How am I going? How am I going? As you bring things down, never think you are going up. You have a feedback of downward. You can't be bringing things down or bring somebody down and you now say that you are going up. No. The Bible says that nature not teaches us. Nature is even teaching us. As you press things down, you can be pressing something down and be going. Please stand. So, this one does not need prayer. Anytime you are doing somebody like that, anytime you are doing a work like that, anytime you are doing a destiny like that, that is your going. So, if I don't want to go that way, what should I do? People are not talking. As I am bringing this hand up, what is happening to me? Tell somebody, bring somebody up. So that you go. Whatever a man is doing is a prophecy. Character is a prophecy. Please put down your hands. Are we together? Esther, you can go and see. Esther was brought up, his uncle's daughter. It was his uncle's daughter. Because he lost his father, I mean her father and her mother. Esther was an orphan. And that is why I used to tell people, your background is irrelevant in the school of destiny. It's what you can see that determines where you are going, your foreground. When you don't have a glorious background, no foreground. Are we together? For she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful. Whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. Hallelujah.
Are we here this morning? Yeah, Esther, he brought Esther home, but he saw something in Esther, that Esther was beautiful and fair. I pray you will work with men that will enhance your strength. Every man has a point of strength and weakness. The essence of leadership, the essence of discipleship is to play on your weakness and to enhance your strength. You need Mordecai's that believe that you are beautiful and they are ready to present you at the palace.
Are we together?
It's not the best for you to always express the weakness of anybody. Monday, Roman Gagashe, Tuesday, Roman Gagashe, next week, Roman Gagashe. In future, when you will be expecting your Esther to bring forth to you, what will it be? Roman Gagashe. You don't emphasize what you don't want to actualize. Stop emphasizing what you don't want to actualize. She brought her up. Now, when she brought her up, because you are going far, I'm not actually about the issue of Esther. It's an example. Chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. On that day, the king, somebody say on that day. I'm not hearing you. There is on that day. That is the day of feedback. He fed Esther. But on that day, somebody say, day of feedback. Some people are not here. Hallelujah. Day of what? Day of feedback. The king Ahasuerus gave the house of Haman the Jews enemy unto Esther the queen. And Mordecai came before the king, for Esther had told what he was unto her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Esther had told the king what he was unto her. King, darling, that man, although you've been seeing him at the gate, that is my father. I have no any other. How many people want us to be introduced in high places of life? Then feed men with high and quality things. Are you hearing me? It's a feedback. Are you getting what I'm saying? Simple. You see, life is, if you follow divine principles, they are very simple things. You want us to introduce you in high places of the heart? Bring people to high places of life. Amen. Don't always be looking for the gains of today. Hello. You don't feed today and receive feedback today. Praise the Lord. Chapter 9, verse 4. For Mordecai was great. Who got to the king's house first? Who made Mordecai great? You are not talking. May you not kill your Esther. May you not fight your Esther. May you not
send your Esther back. Ah, this is very heavy. Hello? The person sitting next to you, you don't know him. Treat people in life with respect. And whatever you are, you will not be that last. Are we here? Do you know that the children in nursery and primary schools presently, they don't know Ibrahim Babangida? Are you there? Life is turn by turn. When your turn finishes, you return. And somebody is on turn. If you are, you will not fully and permanently be on turn. If you come to your turn and your turn is finished and you return, what you do with your turn is what will happen to you in the days when you return. Whether returns will call to you in the days of returning. Somebody hear me? Sit. In U.S. and the world of elitists, today they said it's Mother's Day. And somebody put on the Facebook, what is special about mothers? Hello? For before such a person utter such a statement, what is the equal of his mother? That is his own feedback about his mother. May I put my mother's picture on the mental? Somebody say feedback. Alright. Now what is special about mother? So what you brethren, don't bother yourself by thinking that you are somebody or you are something. When you are making no impact in the lives of anybody, people will, no matter what you call yourself, they will ridicule it. You say, I'm the governor of so so and so. They will tell you what is special about being a. Please sit. You know why? Whatever a man calls himself in this world, you still need somebody to express it. Yes or no? You need somebody. You need somebody to express it. Hallelujah. Like if you put on a material of like 250,000 and nobody gives you any compliment, they don't even want to know the amount and not the lie. At the point you get frustrated and you will now begin, if you are a very extrovert somebody, you begin to tell your friend, hey, you hear my face, senior, hey, senior, hey, senior, mama, favor, I can work. So, yeah, baby, so, yeah, this man. You know you are troubled because nobody is giving you what? You cannot give yourself compliment. If you are saying to people, Mogona, one of you to know, right? Mogona. You know, the Bible says giving oneself glory is not glory. Praise the Lord. I have one one electrician some years ago. He's dead now. He's the one that will be giving himself compliment. He said, Simoba Paris, let's even see it and praise you. You don't need to tell us. The works of your hand is going to do what? For Mordecai was great in the king's house, and his fame. Oh my God. Is what? So great man had a fame. Life is in tongues. Before, because I'm a great man today, GM. You know, great man is also GM. But God can take that GM to general manager, GM. Praise the Lord. Fame went out. Your fame will go out.
Amen.
Do you know how that sounds to me? It's like everybody has a measure of fame. It's only bottled. It will go out. But Jen Farasinuku, Mofe Dabura, Majen Farasinuku, Mofe Dabura. There was a day I was meditating seriously, and that song came on me. Ogo Ayemi, saying that this morning. It's always in us. It will come out. Like that of Mordecai, the fame will go out. He said, throughout all the provinces. For this man, oh my God, for this man, you may be taxing me today. I am coming to a waxing dimension. A stupid man or woman that looked at you and think to taste your meat. Somebody hear me? We used to sing one song when we were small. Our Tajo Jerama. Aro pin tenia. Baba mi mana jetan ro mi pin o aro pin teni aro pin to me ni. There are some of you sitting here this morning. You are a governor somewhere. I told my people, don't look at all those secondary schools. Let's give our best, because I prefer to sow to the future than yesterday. There are some of us, if they say that Ajimabi will come to this church, he will come yesterday. But Ajimabi is part of yesterday. There is among those who came yesterday, ambassador to Canada in the future, the head of the head of service, federal government of Nigeria. before, men and brethren, I want to ask you, what are you feeding today? What are you feeding? Yẹni kí ló ń bọ́ lónìí, kí ló ń bọ́? Ìtò ń bọ́ lónìí ló máa bọ́ ọlọ́la. Are we hearing? That is the truth. What you are feeding today will feed you tomorrow. You are feeding nothing, you are feeding evil, if you are feeding gossip, if you are feeding rancor, rancor will feed you tomorrow. But if you are feeding people, if you are feeding grace, if you are feeding enlargement, if you are feeding things that are worthy, things that are worthy will come tomorrow to feed you. Hallelujah. Are we together? Yes, woman of Shunem, she was just doing her own for the Lord. Elisha that she fed her, yes or no? Fed her destiny. Brought her out of shame and limitations. Hallelujah. Rahab that did not take the spies for granted, her destiny became fed later. She joined the people of God in Joshua chapter 2. She secured the placement for herself in the dynasty of the children of Israel. Today we talk about the Rechabites. Hallelujah. So it's very important for you to understand, what am I feeding today? Number two, everything obeys the law of input, process, output. It's a system. Everything in life is a system. Hello? Everything in life is a system. Somebody's a system. System. Everything obeys the law of what? Input, process, output. Did you get that one? Hello? People are not talking. Everything obeys what? The law of input, process, output. It's a system. Listen. What you don't want to see as an output, don't process as an input. What you don't want to see as an output, don't what? Don't process as an input. Because everything in life runs on the platter of that other. Input, process, output. Somebody say input, process, output. The acronym is IPO. Hello. IPO. Input, process, output. Amen. If you are doing photocopy and you are photocopying the diagram of a tortoise, what will come out as an output? Hello. If somebody beside you is not talking, talk. If you are photocopying the diagram of a tortoise, what will come out as the output? I know you hearing. So if you want to see the diagram of an us, what should you photocopy? Simple. That's what the Lord is saying to us this morning. What you feed as a feedback. It's only in Nigeria you see people photocopying snake and they are expecting elephant as output. He said, why are you expecting elephant? Not me. Not me. But since the photocopy, only you see elephant. Put it down. Or possible. Hello. But there's nothing like that. Brother, wake up. Amen. Everything obeys the law of input, process, output. What you don't want to see as an output, don't what? Don't process as an input. Let me give you like four or five examples. Computer system, it runs on IPO, input, process, output. If you give a computer operator document of agricultural science to type for you, that is input. Agricultural science document. When they pass that one inside the computer and you have done the editing and they print it out back, what will they give you? Document of what? Of Hausa? Input what? Process. Hallelujah. You know why I'm laughing? This one is funny. A digestive system. Huh? If you take body amoeba. Huh? And beans. Well, how will the output look? What is happening? Input, process, output. As in terms of shape, but from the money, copper, metal, and water, and June toilet. Yes or no? It's a law. It is how it comes that it goes. And we have to understand that. What about educational system? There is no way you enter Lautech or UI or UNIFE as a BSc mechanical engineering and you turn out as output BEd Yoruba. Is it possible? You can't enter with an input of BSc mechanical engineering and we now process you for Yoruba. And you know the processing is 5 years, 4 years. Hallelujah. So if I want to become BA head Yoruba at the input level, how should I call me? BA head Yoruba student. Simple. Hallelujah. How can somebody be in what's it called? URP, Urban Regional Planning Department in Lautech. And you are saying you will turn out as a medical doctor. Is it possible? I'm not hearing you. You are coming in as an input. B-Tech URP student. You cannot be pro processed. Because the process is a system. 5 year system of processing the student. You will now come as an output graduate, ULP. Hallelujah. If you like, keep on buying all books of medical student. Go and buy stethoscope. All those things are good for Facebook. When you are ready, you will book face. And know this is what I've been processed for. Do you know our problem, particularly in Nigeria? We will be expecting output that we have not actually commenced their input. There are a lot of magic we do in this part of the world. Magic. Hallelujah. You imagine somebody that has never been a class monitor, talkless of senior prefect, and he said, vote Adekunle Akinlabi, governor of Oyo State, 2019, Awarawa. Omititulu. Nimboni Iruvo. You have never been a class monitor in your life. These are silly things. And you now rule thousands, what am I talking, millions of people. What the scripture says is that despite the days of small beginning, despite not the days of small beginning, we can't face any small beginning to your life. And you want to have a large and great beginning. Praise the Lord. You remember, was it 2011 or 20, what again? Is it 2007? That was the pastor in Lagos, Okoti, vied for president. You know, at times, when you are talking about president, at times, you think it's a president paint. Nobody talked to me before he carry everything concerning politics and go back to his church. I think the member of his church voted for me. Hello, somebody. You see, when you are expecting as an output what has not been part of your input, we call you charlatan, quack. Hello. So we have a lot of charlatans, even ruling us. There are some governors, they're supposed to block national president, governor, that they should be taking care of them at the motor park. Even the way they stand, the way they look, you know that this should be up national chairman. Yes or no? Charlatans. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I was telling some students during the week when I went to minister in one student fellowship. You see, I said you can enter into a vice chancellor's office and you see his chair and you are standing before him and he said, go and sit. What does he take you to sit? Huh? How many seconds? Huh? Few seconds. You can just go there and sit. But you know you are sitting, for now you are acting drama. You know why? In the real sense of it, it looks as if between you and that seat, there is 5 seconds. But the truth is that between you and that seat is 30 years. 25 to 30 years at least. You are in 300 level, you will finish your degree. You will go and serve. You will now obtain form for masters. You will finish your masters. And let's add 2 minus 2 plus or minus 2 years in order to cater for strike and ALUPA. And after that, you will now go and obtain PhD form. You will finish. You are very, very brilliant, which I know you are not. Because PhD is not only about brilliancy. PhD is perseverance. H for perseverance. H. P for perseverance. H for hard work. D for not the goodness, your ability to go down, downward going, downward. Hello. When I was doing my master's, my oga comes from Milan. A very renowned professor, Professor Biyemi, he supervised my master's degree. He's a vice chancellor at Ondo State now. Now, when I go from Ogbomoso, at times, that man is very busy. He knows that I'm a pastor. He just a pastor. Yeah, I'm a fellow coming. I could get the motto. Is that part of master's? From human learning, we go and fetch water somewhere. I will begin to have pastor October to no. That is part of what? Master's degree. Now, when you finish PhD, you will now start as assistant lecturer. Lecturer 2, lecturer 1, senior lecturer, associate professor, professor. You will now vie for the post after 10 to 15 years of cognate experience. Tell me, is it 5 minutes that move you to that? Is it that is what you don't know? Mrs. Potiphar came to Jesus and never had no padio. Eko ataro, eko soji, ejo mo fe ki John at James, kun ojo ko legbe yin. Jesus said, Joko. There is a condition to position. Many of us just look at position. Particularly, you look at the glamour of position. You think it's just available. So, between that student and that seat is a year of 30, 30 good years. It's not everything that is available that is accessible. There are conditions to access. Hello? That one will make us to respect position and pay the price of condition. Are we hearing? Praise the Lord. Very important. So, in educational system, input process, agricultural system, is what you plant. Process for some years, you bring in fruit, yes or no? So, I'd like us to take note of that. All of us that are youth here, so I'd like you to say input, process, output. Those are the 3 stages of life. You should be able to tell people, I am at the input level. You should be able to say, I am at the process level. I'm being processed now. You should be able to say, I am the one at the output level. Input level is feeding level. Output level is feedback level. When you have not said anything in life, why are you expecting a feedback? You are a thief. You're a thief. And that's what we have in this part of the world. You see somebody that is just going on the street. He has never felt anything. And he says, you know, things like, Moshi, Badua, Kisiri, 25,000 here. Every so veggie, 25,000 more. Do you want to lose 25,000 naira that you are praying that, Lord, let me speak 25,000 naira? Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even in the church, even with God, you know we sing. The Lord has answered my prayer. What's your prayer? Input. Between the time of answering, process. Answered prayer, output. Everything obeys that law. Hallelujah. Very important. So, and you have to settle that in your mind. That one will now help you to stop just desiring things. Just, you know, anyhow. You'll be able to ask yourself, this thing, am I already having the input? Am I at the stage of this process? Am I ready for the output? Where am I? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, at times, the way the word of God comes to us, we take things for granted by it. For instance, the Bible says, he that findeth a wife, and findeth a good thing. When you get somebody to marry, we call it a wife, but in the real sense of it, you are marrying a woman that will become a wife. I'm looking at you. Is that not true? The Bible says both of them shall become one. How many of you want to marry ready-made wife? No, brother. Possibly you are now understanding what I'm saying. If you want to marry a ready-made wife, you marry a second wife. That one man, Tokole, that one he has been a wife. Are you hearing me? But if you are going to marry now, you are going to marry a woman, you will now manufacture wife out of her. Hello. You know the difference between a log of wood and sculpture? That's the difference between a wife and a woman. Husband and man. When you marry, God give you a log of wood. You now begin to chisel, 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 chisel. Hello? Bless the Lord, so one time, you know, 30 ọkọ tòmí ọmọ fẹmi bẹ̀rẹ̀ ọlọ́rọ̀ báyìí ẹ̀sẹ̀ ẹgbẹ́ ọmọ jẹ́ àṣọ́rọ̀ báyìí kí ló sì mẹ́rin chisu. So when they are talking aside the other, they are ọtí ní ma fún kẹ́ni àgbọ́dọ̀ mọ́ sọ̀rọ̀. But you know many of us, both of you are lord of wood. Although they say husband will now kiss the wife, which husband? You are a man. Because of this, a man. Does the Bible say an husband? Let me change this music. You say, man. And that is why an husband or somebody cannot be your husband. Lord, choose you, Tiena. Hello. Everybody will choose you his husband. Huh? Choose you. Choose you. You choose you your wife. Hello. Ha, mo like gele, Mrs. Bandele. Lord, choose gele, Yahweh. You are not getting me. Hello. At times, mommy will put on the etu gele, or etu me. They say, pray, where are you, Bubu? Muri. I may be about to bring down revelation, and I see her. I say, no, etu me. It's my wife.
Is it your wife?
I say now you are becoming carnal and spiritual. No, either Marriott will take care of carnal things.
Whatever we get, the liberty, be but you want the rate I want to be a major pato. Don't go to Jesus. Tell your neighbor, Jesus. Jesus. That is the truth. That's the truth. I'm like he said to you, Mr. Kipel, come on, sorrow, but Jesus, you know, okay. Bo ba je nipa je si po nbe lo ra ti bi e ye ma pick e loko ta ma wo e ya pick e fo mi su ah you think it's a joke na truth hello that be Mr. Badness ba was shaped by you like shape eyin ni bi gogo se da le lara yin e to nlo chisu. Tell your neighbor, Jesus. That's it. Life, God give us raw. How did he give us? How many of us know that even in the days of Adam, God showed him diesel, kerosene, and petrol. He will be tilling the ground. He will go and face it squarely. We will start refineries squarely from the one. We will barely send Benkukumba. Where will it bring to God? Barrels of diesel. But you know, in the day that those things were created, they were inside the ground. But you chisel it out, chisel. Everything comes from including you. Input everything. Input process and output. Input process output. Input process output. If you come to review what you say, I like their bad job. There are days when we were using cutting. You know cutting. You think I'm a literary professor. And even this one is not. We are still choosing. Process, we are having a particular output. Amen, somebody. Everything in life, including your life, keep on processing your life. Don't stop processing until you have the original output. Amen, somebody. How many of us have seen photocopy that you are actually disturbed about the original resolution and the photocopy? That is what God wants to bring out of us. So that when we see you, we know that this is your original. Amen. Number three, what you feed as a way of, what you feed as a way of feeding you back in a bigger way. So even this feedback you are talking about will not come to you the way that you fed it. What you are feeding or what you fed as a way of feeding you back out in a bigger, larger way. How do I know? Luke 6:38. Give. It shall be given to you. Give. Good, pressing, shaking, and it can come the same way. It can come the same way. Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, press down, shaking together, and what? Run you over, shaming. Give, shaming. Now, look at that. You give a man, men shall give him in a bigger way. Shall men, not shall a man, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you make, with us shall it be measured to you again, but in good measure. pressing, pressed down and shaken together. I want you. Amen. Amen. Are we together? I want to give you the example of what I'm saying. If you plant a seed, what do you have back? Fruit. Seed will not, you plant this small seed of orange, you cannot have a fruit back at that same size. Number one, it will give you like 300 seed or 10 or 15 seed back. And one thing that is big like this, tall fruit. What you feed? Now, you fed the ground with seed. The ground that you fed is going to feed you back with fruit. You fed the ground with two seeds of corn. It's going to give you back two maize cobs. Each of them has 300. You cannot have a feedback at the same level of the feeding. It will always come in a large quantity. Praise the Lord. Are you getting what I'm saying? So that's one example, seed, fruit. When sperm is introduced to the womb of a woman, is coming back as a what? Baby. That sperm you could not see with your naked eyes, so tiny, infinitesimal, that you can't see with your eyes. That is what you feed. But the feedback is a baby. At times, twins, triplet. Where did they come from? That is how God has done it. Hello. If you light a lamp, the whole house will be full of light. A lamp. Strike of a lamp. The whole. You know, we need to understand this. Meaning that the level of your feeding, your feedback will not come in that measure. It will be more. So if I have that understanding, that means I should spend my time in doing right feeding. In order to have what? Right feedback. Right feedback. Somebody say right feedback.
Right feedback.
I'm not hearing you.
Right feedback.
So that you have right feedback. You know what the Bible says about tongue? In James chapter 3. If you allow tongue to kindle a fire to it, is it that same tongue level that you put fire? The scripture says, put the whole body on fire. That's the feedback. Hello? 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 Do you know everywhere tongue causes confusion or problems? When tongues are finished, where does he go? He stays inside. You are not getting one. Have you ever seen anybody and oya jiyanre? Aha to oya kwa jiyan to so no oju no jiyan. Is it the face that talk? Headache will now share out of you. Eyes will share. Pina will share. Bobo be our mug, boomer. Oje, ten chamber to Badoka. Bobo be our daddy and you pay. Mafunya Anastasia. Hello. How many of us have been stung by a bee before? When you. Possibly, yeah. When you do like this, you will be hearing accordion. Bam, bam, bam. You can use it to play accordion. Bam, 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 bam. So, if I can arrange it, even the most closest neighbor that will still suffer at it. Hello? Praise the Lord. Have you seen where people give people up? And what is the name? What is the name? Caesar's or is this in Caesar's? Sir? Incisors, yes, incisors now. You that are in school, you don't know this one. You are saying scissors. Scissors is called pebun. Pebun. Praise the Lord. And when you give it a dad, three of these come on. What you feed as a way of feeding, that's a way of feeding you back in a bigger way. So, ahan kekere o le ko gbogbo ara sinu ya. It could even put the whole body in a permanent damage. Are you hearing me? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All of you, you know, presently one actress was beaten very well by her husband to a very award level that they can give that husband an award for beating her. She said yesterday that she is still spilling blood. Where is blood coming from? I don't know. She won't say what she said with her own tongue. That blood, blood. You see, when tongue has caused damage, we go back inside. Brethren, what you will not know, don't feed. Is somebody hearing me? What you don't want to know, either now or in life, don't worry. Don't feed. If you feed on or you feed fight, you will not want. Not want. Hello. You not want. God have mercy. But this is very interesting. The Holy Spirit told me, do you know for you to work in English language, communicate or get the language well, you only need to know many alphabet. 26 alphabet. 26 alphabet, A to Z. That is the basis of all grammar. Every grammar is not, does not go beyond that, yes or no. Hallelujah. And that is very important. So if you feed on that way, that is why in nursery they can spend 2 years making sure children got the what? Those fundamentals. You know what the Holy Spirit called fundamental for me? The fund that you pay for your mentors will give you fundamentals. If you feed, you see, is the fund you give your mentors that will give you back fundamentals. Very interesting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's the truth. You just need to know those 26 alphabet very well. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I. Not A, H, I, W. And you say Z, A, B, W, G. And if it is in numerals, you need to know how many digits. 10. 10 digits are the basis of all kinds of numbers issue. 0 to 9. That's all. From 10 is still 1 to 0. Every other thing are repetitions. Teaching you or any number. zero to nine and you are sure of them, praise the Lord. What am I talking about? When you feed on the little, you have the feedback of what is beyond. So when you know zero to nine, you can later be talking about 900,500. There are still those numbers. 1,758,950. There are still those zero to nine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Do we get what we are saying? And you know, in music, you just need to know 8 keys. I mean, or what do we call it? 8 octave. When you know the basic 8 keys now, or I don't know, what do we call it? Note. Thank you, doctor. Note. 8. Every other thing about music revolves around it. If you know those 8, every other thing that will make a difference between noise and music. When you talk about melody, harmony, percussion, beats, they revolve around those 8 notes. Hallelujah. What am I talking about? When you have a feed on the small, which is fundamental, it will form the basis of the great ones. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, number four. Number four, your kind of stuff is your kind of feedback. Your kind of stuff is your kind of feedback. Let's take note of that. What do we mean by that? Is the kind of what you fed that will give you the what? The feedback. And the scripture explains that, and we will understand it better. I will give us few examples in the scriptures. Proverbs 27:17. Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpeneth what? Iron sharpened iron. What sharpens iron? So, if you feed on iron, you have the feedback of iron. Iron sharpens iron. Iron does not sharpen wood. Iron does not sharpen brass. Iron does not sharpen clay. What will sharpen is what the quality that is in iron is the kind of quality that is looking for. It's interesting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are iron and you are looking for sharpening, what do you go for?
Iron.
I'm not hearing you.
Iron.
I'm not hearing you.
Iron.
And you know, that is why somebody said, society do have the kind of leaders they deserve. Hello. The governor of a state, the president of a nation, is a reflection of the people in that nation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together? Iron sharpened iron. What brought us to that point? Your kind of stuff is your kind of feedback. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go and look at it very well.
serious. My beast is not doing well. That is what can also be located in them. Particularly in places where we can make choices. Hallelujah. Because whatever you don't tolerate, you don't give attention. Hello. Iron. You know, I saw things like that in the Bible. Iron sharpened. Iron sharpened. So, if somebody is an iron, he will look for you and to sharpen. There is a wood. He will not look for an iron. So your kind of stuff is your kind of feedback. Hallelujah. Proverbs 27:19. Proverbs chapter 27:19. As in water, face answered to face, so the heart of man to man. Somebody say heart of man to man. I'm not hearing you. Heart of man answered to heart of man. The earlier we know this, the better. Heart of a man answered to the heart of a man. If you don't listen to people and you want people to listen to you, no, it's not possible. Where you are, it is what you are giving, it is what you feel that you have as a feedback. Heart answered to heart. Hallelujah. Are we getting? Heart answered to heart. Water, as in water. Face, answered to face. Hallelujah. Do you know what the Bible says? That water has a mirror. You know, when you go to a stream or a river, you can see your face on the surface of the water. Yes or no? And that the scripture is saying, as your face answered to your face. So the heart answered to the heart. Amen.
Amen.
Are we hearing me?
Yes.
It is not in a family where the father is arrogant. And he's very wayward, but he keeps his children. You must not go out. If you do this, if you do that, do you know what? They can be threatened by the word of mouth. But the Bible says, heart answered to what? It is your heart they will be responding to. Not your mouth. What do I mean? Bo se mi yo halo to wolo yo se into ma se. Are we together? So it is not heart answered to heart. If a pastor is not a giving pastor, the congregation will not give. Let him be doing message of giving every week. Give, it shall be given to him. Let him spend 2 hours praying, God will give you, God will give you, God will give you. What people will respond to is your heart. Heart answered to heart. Heart does not answer it to mouth. So, what you want to see others do to you, do it with your heart. Their heart will answer to that. You want people to be good to you from their heart. Be good to people from where? From your heart. Heart answer to heart.
Hallelujah.
Are we together? Proverbs 11:25.
The liberal soul shall be made fat. I need that word. Have you sat down to look? You know, I sat down and I saw this. Is this a kind of what you call synonyms in scriptures? Water to water, iron to iron. But in our generation, you are looking for water. You are bringing dryness. It can work. Your stuff is your feedback. As the soul shall be made, he that watereth shall be what? Shall be what? So if I want to be watered, what should I do? I'm not hungry. I should water. If I want to be watered, I should water. It's your stuff that we have as a feedback. If you are dry, you will measure bad dryness to you. You are not your door, expect wood. Iron will be used for you. Amen, somebody. Iron sharpened iron. Water others, you shall be watered. These are scriptures, and it cannot be broken. Don't water people, you will not be watered. Simple. Hello. Hello. Let me tell you this. Our character and behavior, they are prophecies. Hello. Do you know? I'm coming there if I have time. You can know what will happen to you tomorrow. Praise the Lord. The scripture says, be merciful and you will receive what? Don't be merciful, you will not receive mercy. Hello. That's the order. Water, you shall be watered. Iron sharpened iron. Heart answered to the heart. What the God said to you? That is why we said everything you feed is your food back. Galatians 6:7. God is not mocked.
Man sweat.
But whatsoever a man sweat,
that shall he also reap.
That shall he also reap. If you sow maize, what will you reap? So at times, instead of you to be expecting another harvest, like a lock or magic, change your seed. Control you from seed level. Then you have another result. How can somebody sow maize and you are expecting pawpaw? Does it work like that? If you want another harvest, change your seed. Let me put that to somebody. I'm not hearing you. Did I say pray for harvest? If you want another harvest, what should you do? Let everybody hear. Some people are sleeping. Say it louder. I'm going to hit your key in me at all. What should I start doing?
begin to greet people. People will greet you.
Hello. Excuse me, if you smile at people, what do they do? When they are not crazy. If you smile at somebody, what will you do? You smile back. That is your feedback. Find your face. They find their face to you. Feed your feedback. Numbers 14. 12 of them went to the land of promise. Ten of them started crying. They bought handkerchief as they were coming, I presume. Pray a queen your pelony. A Philippian Sukutian handkerchief. You know, those people started crying. They are crying auto in treble, in tenor, in soprano. You see, and my beloved, the dialect. 10 of them. Caleb and Joshua said, stop this nonsense. But they saw weep in the midst of people as people started weeping. It's what you give that will be given back to you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried. And the people wept that night. Why? Because 10 of them wept. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what? Whatever you tolerate, you don't complain about it. Change the seed, then you have another harvest. Are we together? Let's change what you are sowing. We will have another harvest. But you are not changing the seed, but you are expecting another harvest. That's a magic. Change the seed. Amen. So at times somebody needs to sit down. What do I need to change in my character and attitude? You don't just keep on complaining about people. Why can't you do something about yourself and see whether people also will change? Amen. Amen. Are we together? Praise the Lord. This is very important. It's what you sow that you reap. Now, this is, you know, when you are going to sow, you look down on what to assume, yes or no? You look down. But when it grows and begins to bear fruit, what happens? You look up to it. That is life. You see, you can look down on me, not forever. They can look down on you, not forever. Just keep growing. Tell your neighbor, keep growing. You can go and do this experimental. Take 2 seed of orange, plant it. You will see that you are looking down when you are planting it yourself. You look down on it. But one day germinates, begin to grow. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. After 3 years, so you have to do like this. Toba de fila haribo. The same pipe you look down on, you look up and you do like this. And I say to somebody, are you being looked down on today? A time is coming, they will look up to you. They will look up to you. Even if you don't know that of seed, you know that of Joseph. All the 10 brothers, those beasts, they put him inside the pit. How are they looking at him? Now, Bob of coat of many colors. Coat of many colors.
Doubt Jacob friend. They thought the end has come. One day, they had prostrated and looking up. Ejo. Later he said, I am Joseph. Praise the Lord. Excuse me, are we getting what we are seeing? What brought us to those points? Your kind of stuff is your kind of feedback. If you bless, we will be blessed. Genesis 12:3. Don't bless, we will be blessed. Give, it shall be given to you. Don't give, it shall not be given to you. That's it. And pass them that question.
And in this shall all families of the heart be blessed.
You see, it's what you feed people, what you feed your days, what you feed for situation, circumstances, that will come as feedback. This shall be given to you. Do you know it is what comes to us? Our eyes and ear. Our eyes reading. And our ear hearing that comes to our heart and our mouth speaking. You can't speak above your level of hearing. It's still the same input process happening. Praise the Lord. You want to change your speeches. What should you change? People are not here. You want to change your speeches. What should you change? You're young. Aren't you here? Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 10 to 11. Ezekiel 3, 10 to 11. And when the builders, what is this? I said Ezekiel. I hope these people are not sleeping. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in thy what? And hear with thy. So what goes to your heart? What is here? Verse 11. And go, get thee to them of the captivity, unto the children of thy people, and speak unto them. Tell them, thus saith the Lord, whatever they will hear, or whatever they will forbear. Now, what you hear me telling you, go and say. Input, process, output. Hallelujah. Do you know that if what you keep on hearing is sandal, if anything happens, what will you say? Sandal. If I don't want to keep on saying sandal, what should I stop? The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So, if faith comes, somebody say faith coming. Let's say louder. Every time faith comes, so if you respond to faith, you need faith. Hallelujah. That is it. If you want to change your speeches, change your hearing. What you are hearing, change it. The Lord will help us. Finally this morning, feedback comes in these ways. It comes in these ways. Number one, feedback comes when you get back to the kind of position of the one you fed. It will come. Did you hear what I said? When you get back to the position of the one you fed, feedback comes. Hello. You are a single lady now, 21 years old or 20 whatever, and every time your mommy says, "Shayo, Fumi, Baba," press that clothes. Don't come blowing in what do. Wash that clothes.
No, me a le fashion.
No problem. Just note the age you are doing that. Exactly that age your daughter reach, your feedback will come. Gbogbo karama to se tori e ko je so mo are loruko yoruba koran
ani Josephine
in by you will start your own from calling. As you are calling her name, she won't answer.
Say, "Josephine, are you not in the room?"
Say, "Mommy, don't kill yourself." Yeah, go and wash that clothes. I can't wash. See my knees. I just fix it. I can't wash. Yeah. I've told you guys to buy a washing machine. You are guys. You and your husband. Your feedback has what? I said, son, no, please. I said, son. You that you are doing like this to your mommy or your father. No problem. If I were your mother, I won't say anything. No problem. I give you next 30 years. Your own son will not say pojabe. Your fear say press your mother. Do anything there. You can't feed and stop feedback. The best for you is not to feed. But if it is that which you, that is what you are feeding your mommy, you are feeding your daddy, he's coming. Are we together? Jacob deceived his father. Yes or no? One Jacob. How many people deceived Jacob? I've told you, it won't come at the same measure. 11. And he was in sorrow for years of a son that did not die. He fed lies. He rebuked 11 times for a number of years. I will read that this way.
Number two in that order. Feedback will come when you come to the years.
The same year of the one that you fed. That same years, not only position, the years of life of that person. Are we together? Hello. That is very important. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bad people, they know this, and that is why they said, "Ashebe kausi, Ashepanolewa." Kosi Ashebe, Kosi. Praise the Lord. There is one juju they do in Yoruba land, a terrible farmers that do farm. Àwọn ìjànà ara bá wọn ṣiṣẹ́ oko. And that's a very good for them. Very good job. But you know what happened? He said that fellow will go back and do the work in the gym. So to bá wa gym jókèjì, a wá dàbí ìgbà tó lọ ru cement. You can imagine as you are waking up, you want to carry your body. Kò sí àṣegbé kankan. Praise the Lord. Are we together? No. If you come to me in that year, that is in that set of time, if it's your boss that you fed with one evil or the other, in the year you become your boss, what comes? Feedback. Feedback. To just say, Koko, Eka Sunday. So who is that? He said, it's feedback. It was when you are a class teacher, you slap your principal, and 10 years later, you are now becoming a principal. The Lord will make sure that that teacher thing will book my place as a square. As you keep on saying, Mr. Donatus, will you continue to come late? Donatus, doctor, you can find a staff room. He said, you go grandma and then you go your dad. So, go to a woman, you go to work, go to your dad. He said, you're my lady. I said, VP, my friend, daily. Ẹja discipline, ẹ mọ̀ kẹ́ ti jà sọ́rọ̀ discipline. Ọkọ̀ lọ discipline sòkòtò rẹ̀. What has come? Is donators wicked? Is donators wicked? People won't answer. You know it's not donators. Let me shock you. When Mr. Feedback comes, feedback doesn't come with labor. I'm a feedback. Feedback always disguise. You will wear a mask of somebody, a mask of a situation, and say, I have power. That's one that everybody is saying, Emi ole boga so, Emi ole so, Emi koni ma so, Emi koni omi ma so, Eyani eyale mina. Mr. Kilimanjaro, gbogbo wọn làwọn olè bá yín sọ̀rọ̀ ṣùgbọ́n mi ò sọ ẹ̀stọ́bọ̀n. Ọlọ́ ẹ̀stọ́bọ̀n. And so what? Slapping. No problem. What are you feeding in? Insult. So when you become a principal, your own insult will now put on coupon lace. Coupon lace and come. I say, I have come. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lord. Hello. What are we talking? For the years of that person. Now you are raising Dele Jola Oluwa Samson. They are small. And you say to your mother-in-law, Mama, hey, Badu. Anyway, you do that to my husband, and so what? Ẹyin nìkan lọ bímọ, màmá tòmí náà bímọ. No problem. Ṣé bí ẹ̀gbádùn délé and what? Kí mo pé kọ wọn? Jọlá Olúwa Samson lẹ́yìn márèjì wọn. O ti gbé gèlè. Mo mọ kọ ní òjò nísinsìnyí. O dance. O ní lájà ayọ̀ mi gẹ̀gẹ̀dì gẹ̀gẹ̀dì. Ìfà ibẹ̀ ní ìyàwó ọmọ ẹdín sọ pé orí. Olùgbò ṣe rí bí ìgbà kákó gbogbo ẹ̀ ní Sunday. Kákó gbogbo ẹ̀ ní kákó ní Sunday. Ẹgbẹ́ ti gbé ní ọmọ ni. Ọjọ́ ayọ̀ mi. Ẹjọ́ ayọ̀ mi. You now went to Lagos. Wọ́n ò sí ilé. Wọ́tá yìí ta wọn lọ́lọ́ bàbá. Bọ́ọ̀lù ọ̀hún mọ̀ ẹ́. Ọmọ ẹ̀ travel a month. Ọlọ fún course Port Harcourt. Mọ́mì, kí ni ń ṣiṣẹ́ kẹ tó dé? Mo ló ń ṣiṣẹ́. Owó lẹ̀ ń wò bí panákì. No, I told you. And what actually pissed me off? Before we talk, you will say you are illiterate. You say you are illiterate. You spoil this thing now. To say the least, it's not your son that bought it. Even if it is not your son, the Abati didn't go near my talk of sin. The Abati didn't go near secondly. The Abati is where my law. Then what? The object you don't go left. So we to buy a phone, yeah, okay. It will come in a bigger way. I've told you, stop the seed of what you don't want to see the fruit. If you want that way, you just consider in life, you will reap it unless the scripture can be broken. In fact, in a way that will be so terrible. Don't ever rejoice when somebody hangs his case on God. Any of Bajami, I know this is the Lord. God will have fear nothing with him. Hello, somebody. Are we together? That is it. You see, I have always been telling us Yoruba people are very close to God. Yoruba ni esan ya kobi olodumire esan odegbo in the Yoruba folklore. Hello. You know, at times people are funny. Yoruba again, when you talk about ni binu ese kun to le osu. O wo elomimi ole. You have said all nonsensical things. I said to pari today, I want to pari one day, I want to pari. Oh, no. It's a seed. It's a seed. You remember what I said when we started? Life is a cycle. If you want to break the cycle, change the seed. For instance, solo, yellow, we are seeing all over. We broke the seed of whiteness. We started planting solo. That's what stopped it. The third is, when you come to that kind of things, feedback comes. Let me round up. Feedback comes, number one, when what? I'm not hearing people. Number two? come to such a year. Number three, when you come to that kind of things, you know the type, you are a tenant now. You see, one thing with God is that when you are a tenant and you give your landlord a lot of problems, you know what God will do? He will help you to build a house that you will be able to take tenants. Praise the Lord. One day, my wife was telling me that our tenants, and they are taking care of our house. I said, "Why you not there at when we are at the altar? Tima alomu okola ti junction. Tima aluwa jule ibitangbe." Is my feedback. You know somebody. It's my feedback. You are the one giving your landlord problem now. You better stop it. Hello? Your landlord, I mean your tenant, when you will repeat, he will come to you and say, "Landlord, mo bi mo ma ti le kun pa lo yin mo fe mo ri ba ke si lo yin and only a gal kin si pa so you know and don need a yo le ni blood pressure. You start to let that he's not talking about Jesus, so he now come to you as a landlord and he le kun pa lo e si lo yin. You know he le si so on the pain. Do you know the person you are talking to? Hypertension. Simple thing. Can you burn up? Money must have my real life for me. Can you see that? Can you see that? Can you see that? Ejecting my year won't be ten more. Sẹ́wọ̀n kò hàn ti dé. Ta ni landlord? It is better you leave what you are using in a better form than you met it. What are you saying? A feedback is coming. Somebody will use your facility and leave it in a better form. Hello, somebody. Life is a cycle. That's why we need mercy. Iya toko yoko awo manje obi lo fatelo mi obi keta. Because it's a cycle. Doesn't end there. Does not stop there. Are we together? Praise the Lord. May God have mercy. And the last one. It will come, feedback will come at a point of that need. The need that you met, when you come to that same point of need in your life, that need shall be met. It will come at the point of that need. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You will show me your note when we finish. What's his name? Nathaniel. You will show me your note this one. You are talking about destiny matter. You are looking at me. You will show me your note. Men and brethren, I think this message should change your orientation. That everything you do does not end with that day, does not end with your hand, does not end with that scenario. It has a feedback. Let me say this. The feedback of whatever you do come in time and can come in seven dimensions. It comes in time. It can come in seven dimensions. It can come in seconds. It can come in minutes. It can come in hours. It can come in days. It could come in weeks. It can come in months. It can come in years. But Mr. Feedback will definitely, I'm not hearing. It can come in what? Number one? Number two? Number three? Number four? Number five? Number six? Number seven? Not years, 20 years after. The Bible said, and Esau came. You know, when he was doing Jacob, his brother said, just go and be with my uncle a few days. Esau came. If you read Genesis 33, verse 1, I wrote a message on that about 7 years ago, and Esau came was the title of the message. Esau will come. When you read chapter 32, verse 11, do you know the prayer of Jacob? Oh Lord, deliver me from the hand of Esau. You remember what he did with the hand of Esau? The hand of Esau paid him then, but the real Esau's hand came. Only bang lower, or what? Feedback me. The real hands came. Now, brethren, what you are enjoying, may you not become a prayer point. Feedback in India.
I said it can come in months. Feedback of plenty and pregnancy is a month.
Hello? Praise the Lord. When you are my Lord, I tell you, my Lord, I tell you, pray my Lord, my Lord. Alone.
4 months,
Quran.
5, 6 of a man.
And his sister, Shosi, he said, I weapon. Your feedback will eventually show. All right, Lord, Mama, Lord. Feedback in months, in days is there. Ecclesiastes 11:1. Cast your bread on water after many days. So there are feedback in days. It will come. Feedback of hours. Mark, Luke 12:12, Matthew 8:13, 9:22. They have feedback in hours. They are that same hour they get God delivered, not minutes, hour. And there are that of seconds and minutes. You see in your Bible immediately and straightway rise to your feet. Oh my God, our time is gone. We don't have much of time to pray. I'd like you to pray in the next 2-3 minutes. Oh Lord, where my life has been positioned for negative feedback, evil feedback, can you have mercy on my life this morning? You don't have You don't have godly character at all. Talk to God. Talk to God. Lord, at every point I can suffer negative feedback, evil feedback. Father, deliver me this morning. Deliver me this morning. I don't know what you are feeding now, but what you feed will get your feedback. Are there evil things you are feeding in your heart, in your life, around those topics? Don't program your future for deficit. Are you sure that you are praying? I think a wise man will pray this morning. If you know it does not rest on your effort, but on that cycle. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Do you know what Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar? He said, why can't you break your this evil with righteousness? He said, break the cycle of this evil with your righteousness. But he didn't listen. Eventually, we're like the coconut. Feedback. That is the word he used. So he said, break this evil that is coming to your life. Stop this cycle of a padding by becoming righteous. Then, until the Lord spoke that evening, he left the throne. Can you cry to God this afternoon? I don't know how God has spoken to you or how this message has come. That is the uncle the Lord has spoken to you. Why can't you speak back to him and ask God for mercy? And ask God for mercy. Talk to God. You know these messages that we are hearing, their feedback is coming. As some of us, God will tell you for several years before I send you to Senegal. Odumelu mo fi fi o si ri fi wo. Kiloko. Agodo ma wo. O to time fun abai. Gbogbo nto ko feedback re come on. Ni Isi dàbí ẹni, ní ti ẹ̀ sí wa kọ́nọ́tì ńgbà, ní ti ẹ̀ sí wa feedback has come. There are some of us that are not married now. The feedback will come in years, some years. When you and your husband, you be in Texas, US. Lord, help me. Every evil seed around me, let them die in my heart, in my life. Deliver me from evil feedback in the name of Jesus. In my life, in my destiny. My dear man, you surely do not do it until you are warm. Don't let me spend my arugbo in abdomen as a result of what I did in the days of my youth. Open your mouth and pray. This is not a joke. Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn ti gbin ibi ní ọjọ́ ọ̀dọ́ wọn. Wọ́n gbà bí a olúwa jẹ́ ń pẹ́ láyé láti jìyà ìyàgbọ́ ọ̀dọ́ rẹ. I come to pray, Lord, let every evil cycle be destroyed in my life this month. In mercy, gbogbo bí ìyá ti ń dúró dè mí àti ẹ̀sán, ẹ̀fì ẹ̀jẹ̀ Jésù gbà mí. Every point where my life is awaiting vengeance and repercussion, deliver.
deliver me, Esau will come, deliver me, Lord, let me be cut off from evil favor. Maybe that which you have done to your boss, that which you have done to your parents, that which you have done when you are young, that which you have done that you didn't tell anyone, that which you hid from men. We plead for mercy. We plead for mercy this afternoon, Lord. We plead for mercy. We plead for mercy. We plead for mercy. Lord, make me iron that can sharpen other irons. In the name of Jesus, make my life to be water that can water others. Don't let me be a source of dryness. If the source of dryness, you have negative feedback of dryness. Let people rejoice for my life, that they will also make me rejoice. If you are causing joy, you have joy. This is a very serious message the Lord has raised with us this afternoon. Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Gbogbo ibi ti ẹsan ibi ti le ke lori iṣẹda mi, Oluwa saanu fun mi. Bíbélì ibi ti abala tẹ́rù ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ìtàní òdúró, o jẹ́ béèrè fún àánú ẹ̀jẹ̀ Jésù. Gbogbo ibi ti mi ò ti gbọ́rùn, O Lord, have mercy. Ẹ pa gbogbo evil feedback rẹ láyé mi lọ́sàn-án. Lord, I promise to start afresh. No take a time to take a da. Rukepe yeke kegela yekata la puseta rende sekta. Lord, have mercy. By the blood of Jesus. Jesus, mighty name, we have prayed.
We are convinced that the Lord has blessed you tremendously by His word. For further inquiries or counsel, call 0833-616165 or 0836-669764 or visit our website www.reviewwordministry.net. You are also invited to our Tuesday Interdenominational School of the Word by 5 p.m. and Sunday worship by 9 a.m. at our center, Review Word Chapel, JK Atuda Road, High School area, Ogunmosho. You can also worship with us at any of our centers, Review Word Chapel, along Shogo Restore Center, Ogunmosho, Review World Chapel, Owolake area, at John Christ Nursery and Primary School, Ogunmosho, Review World Discipleship Center, behind NUT Plaza, under G area, Lautek, Ogunmosho, Review World Chapel, Odoba Center, at New Kings Nursery and Primary School, Ile Leri, Alausa Road, Odoba, Ogunmosho, Review World Discipleship Center, Lautek Teaching Hospital, Infant Welfare Clinic, Oshogo, Nigeria.